This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
When I spoke to my mother about joining the police service, she was dead set against it because of the fact that I'm female and I'm black, and because of all the negative publicity that the police had had in her era when she actually came to the country. So she was totally dead set against me joining.
In Private Lives today, we meet Angela Simpson. Angela is 29 years old, and she was born and brought up in Leeds, a large city in the north of England. Angela is a police officer, and she has special responsibility for recruiting young people from ethnic minorities who are interested in a career in the police service. During the programme, we'll hear Angela talk about where she lives and what she enjoys doing on a typical night in and a typical night out. She also talks about her family, and she describes how she thinks being a police officer has changed her over the years. First, we learn a little about Angela's background and her childhood in a multicultural suburb of Leeds.
My parents came to England in the 1960s, early 1960s, from Jamaica. And I remember living in the Hare Hills area of Leeds, which I really enjoyed as a child because of the fact that I distinctly remember that on my left there were neighbours who were Irish, and then from there we had people that were Sikh, Hindu, Pakistani, African Caribbean, all in this long street. And I remember at school it was quite a multicultural environment, the fact that I had friends from different backgrounds and different walks of life. And for me, I have really happy childhood memories. It wasn't until really I started working where I felt like I was in the minority.
Angela began her working life at Customs and Excise, a British government department which is responsible for collecting duty on imported goods, for example. She had an administrative job and she was bored. When she decided she wanted to become a police officer, her mother tried to discourage her, fearing her daughter would face racial prejudice and sexual discrimination. Angela wasn't put off, although the training was tough, and she says she found it especially difficult since she was from an ethnic minority background. After training school, Angela became a foot patrol officer, and her day-to-day duties included dealing with shoplifters, domestic incidents and road accidents. She worked in a different part of Leeds from where she was brought up, and she explains why.
I would never ever work in the area that I was brought up in, which is Leeds in the Hare Hills area, because of the fact that I do know a lot of people that I went to school with, a lot of people who have been in trouble as well. And just from some of the comments that have been said when I've been out with my friends, and especially if somebody doesn't like somebody from the police force, then they're going to say negative things about you. And I've got to think of my family as well, who still live in that area, which is the most important thing to me, regardless of the job, really. So I would never, ever work in Leeds, where I was brought up.
Angela is no longer a foot patrol officer on the beat, on duty, walking the local area she was responsible for. She enjoys her new role as a recruiting liaison officer, and she's working very hard to attract young people from ethnic minority backgrounds into the police service. However, Angela is clear that her police work on the beat, some of it with people whose living conditions shocked her because they were so poor, made her a more confident, committed officer and a stronger person.
I was on the beat for 6.5 years, and initially when I first joined the police service, I was quite quiet, very reserved, surprisingly enough, yeah, and just very sort of, very quiet-natured, really. And over the years, it's helped me develop my confidence, develop the way I can communicate with people. I think that's quite important, because there were quite a few times where, initially, where I thought, well, is this really the job for me? I don't think I can make the grade. But I'm glad that I stuck at it. and it has sort of like made me the person that I am today.
Police work often means irregular working hours or shifts, so keeping up with friends outside the police service can be difficult. Also, not surprisingly, police officers tend to socialise together when they're not on duty, and sometimes romantic relationships develop.
You will find that police officers, male and female, will actually get together. I think it's probably because they work quite closely. They work in similar shifts. Sometimes it's very difficult to form a relationship outside the job, especially if the other person doesn't understand the shift system. It's like another family, really. The disadvantage is that sometimes your whole life can revolve around the police service, and I think you've got to be very, very careful that you're not sort of like isolating your other friends. I think it's very important to have friends outside the job as well as inside.
When Angela was a fairly new police officer, she met another probationer working the same shifts as her. She says that because they were both in the same boat, they became good friends, and then they started going out together. It was to be a significant relationship in her life.
I used to live with a police officer about a year and a half ago now. Initially, we were really good friends because of the fact that we worked on the same shift. From then on, obviously, romance blossomed, and we became quite close. And we finally lived together for quite a while. All in all, we were together for 5 years. However, we then decided it was time to go in different directions, which is fine, really.
Since then, Angela has had more time to spend with her female friends, and recently she even sold her furniture to pay for a holiday with a girlfriend. They went to Tenerife in the Canary Islands, which is a popular destination for British holidaymakers. Angela says it's a little like Blackpool. Blackpool is a hugely popular seaside resort on the northwest coast of England, with high-tech roller coaster rides and discos.
The last time I went on holiday was last April. I sold all my furniture in my house and went to Tenerife with my girlfriend. It's a holiday that I've never been away with a female friend before, and it was something that I always wanted to do but never had the opportunity, so I did it. Tenerife, touristy place, a bit like sunny Blackpool in England. Although I enjoyed it, it's something that I would never do again. It was somewhere I would never, ever go again. But it was something that I had to do then, so I did. I would like to go to Jamaica. The last time I went was when I was 7. And although quite a lot of my family have moved away from Jamaica and now live in England, Canada and America, there's still some family left there. And plus, I'd like to see where my roots are, really. Where my parents are from.
A trip to Jamaica is one of Angela's long-term ambitions. This year, she can't afford a holiday, so she plans to visit friends in other parts of Britain, driving her Jeep-like car, which her friends have nicknamed Monster Truck. On the cassette player, as Angela drives, she'll play a cover version of a song called I Will Survive. Because she's still adjusting to life as a single young woman again, the lyrics have special meaning for her.
At the moment, I'm continuously playing the old Gloria Gaynor hit I Will Survive. It's the new version by a soul singer called Shantae Savage, which I play over and over again. For me, I just love that song because it says everything. The fact that this woman has obviously gone through a bad time, a bad relationship, but she's saying, despite that, I've come up on top, I will survive, and I don't really need you anymore.
Angela's recently moved house. And according to her friends, she's made an unusual choice for an energetic, outgoing young person.
I live just outside of Wakefield, which is called the Hall Green area, and I live in a two-bedroom bungalow with a front and rear garden, two bedrooms, a dining room, living room, kitchen and bathroom. I've only lived there for a week, but I really like it. It's quiet, which is what I like. Some of my friends have commented and actually said that it's funny that I live in a bungalow because a bungalow is associated with somebody that's elderly, and it's not really the image that they expect me to live in something like that, but I like it. It's really nice.
On a typical evening in, Angela can be found watching television in the living room. She admits that she doesn't cook for herself very often. She's more likely to go to her mother's or a friend's house for an evening meal. And on a typical night out, Angela enjoys eating at one of her many local restaurants.
A night in for me would be possibly sitting in front of the television, eating a box of chocolates. That's my favourite, really. I'm not a person that cooks very often, and if anything, I do tend to go to my mother's or my friend's house, who lives nearby, and I do like eating out at different restaurants, Chinese, Indian and Italian are my favourites.
To end the programme, Angela talks about her family. They're very close and spend a lot of time together. Angela admires her sister, who's 5 years older than her and a midwife at a local hospital. But both sisters share the same role model.
I think for me, my mother is my role model because she's a very humble person. And the fact that, if anything, she brought myself and my sister up single-handedly because my father wasn't around. And to do something like that is something that I'm very, very proud of. And I remember that she's always said that you can do anything you want. Don't let anybody say to you, you know, you can't do that. And she's always, like, strived for me and my sister to do well. And I just really hope that she is, well, in fact, I do know that she is proud of me now. Although she had her reservations about me actually joining the police, she is very, very proud now.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.